Okay, welcome to our pre-show here for the 30th, right? Then tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Then the 1st, the 2nd, and the 3rd, I'll be traveling, but I'll be doing shows. And I'll be coming home on the 3rd, traveling on the 1st. Then I'm going to where I'm going, and then I'm coming home on the 3rd. And I'm not going to Florida, it turns out, for 2 weeks in the middle of January.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, that one's off, baby. All right, let me see here. Oh, look at that. Look what's open. This week at Theater West, okay. God damn it. I haven't been over for any of the acting workshops. It's so goddamn far away, for starters, but that's not really the problem. What the fuck is this? What is it? Oh, inbox, okay. Anyway, welcome, guys. Pre-show. Did you have a good weekend? Steve, did you have... What was this weekend? Oh, Christmas has already happened, all right. New Year's is coming up, which ought to be interesting, because like I said, I got to go to bed early on New Year's Eve. Good luck to me, right? And then get up when everybody else is just zoned out and head over and catch a plane. I don't see what time. Got about 85 million emails from United Airlines. 85 million fucking emails. Quick reminder. Yeah, I know. Okay, great. You saved my pre-order meal. That's great. Glad to hear it, man. You need a ticket itinerary. Here it is. What time does this motherfucker take off? Okay, good. It's an hour later than I thought it would. Okay, that's good. All right, beautiful thing, man. All right, so. Yeah. All kinds of momentous shit happening in my life, man. I'm telling you. You wouldn't believe. So Jimmy Carter is gone. I remember when he was president, man. I remember that. You know, everybody sort of made fun of him. He had that Billy. He had a brother named... Boy, talk about simpler times. Holy shit. I don't even know what the fucking Republicans were like back then. Democrats were like, here's what was happening. Watergate had just happened. So everyone was like, Republicans are pieces of shit. In fact... Even in certain states, like in Minnesota, the Republicans there divorced themselves from the regular Republican Party. They called themselves independent Republicans. So they didn't want anybody to know that they'd been a Watergate Republican, a Nixon Republican. So what happened was Ford came in because he was the vice president. He pardoned Nixon. He lost the election to Carter. It was a close election, as I remember. Carter didn't win it by a big sweeping margin, but he did win. And he came in, and he was like the antithesis of any kind of... He was just like, the American people are wonderful people, and we're going to just... It's all going to be good, you know? And he worked out the thing between Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat. They had peace between Israel and Egypt. That was cool. The Panama Canal thing, what happened to that fucking thing? That thing went south. I think he chilled that out. Was that him? Noriega? I don't know, man. And then came the fucking hostage situation. And that's where he had to show some hard ass. And they took the hostages. They tried to negotiate. Carter was up. He looked like shit at the inauguration for Reagan. Carter looked like shit. He'd been up for 3 days running. They tried a military operation, which was a fucking complete disaster. What happened was they landed. I think what they were going to do is they brought choppers in. They landed in some remote section of Iran to reconnoiter with some other craft, I think. I don't know. One of them slammed into another aircraft. One of the guys got killed. The other guys got out, but the mission was off. It was so fucked up. They couldn't see. They were in the middle of a sandstorm. It was really fucked up. The plan was to go to chopper into Tehran and to somehow land in a secure area and then break these fucking hostages out wherever the fuck they were. I don't know who came up with the plan. I don't know anything. I know that, you know, everybody was just like, you know, are you shitting me, man? I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. So, and Carter did what any president would be expected to do. He said, hey, you know, okay, we did it. But if any one of those hostages is harmed, you know, it's on you. We're not going to put up with it. So bottom line, I believe, am I wrong about this? Some of you out there might probably be. We always had special forces. We had like underwater demolition teams, which evolved into the SEALs. During World War II, we had these underwater demolition teams, these frogmen with abilities to plant, you know, explosives. That evolved into the SEALs. I'm wondering if, did Delta Force come out of the fuck up in Iran? Because I don't remember them saying anything about any special forces per se. I think these guys were army, maybe highly trained commando army. I don't think they were Marines. I don't know. I don't remember. It was very embarrassing. It was depressing for everybody. But eventually, the hostages came out, and they came out on Reagan's inauguration day. So as Reagan was being inaugurated, they released the hostages. And the point being, they didn't want Carter to get the credit for the hostages being released. They wanted all of them to be released right as Reagan became president. That's how sadistic the Iranians were. Carter looked like hell. He looked like he hadn't slept for 5 days. He stood there as Reagan took the oath. And then the hostages were out. And they flew them up to Wiesbaden, I think. Yeah, flew them up to Wiesbaden. And then they were debriefed and whatever the fuck else happened. And they came home, you know. And it was crazy, man. It was a crazy... They were taken hostage... When I was at K West, that picture of K West, I was at K West in the summer, I believe, the June of 79, and they were released a year and a half later as Reagan took office. That would have been January of 81? Yeah, January of 81. I don't know. I'm going through all this bullshit for no reason.
You know what I'm saying? Who gives a fuck, you know? You know?
All right. Okay, so today's the last of the vacation shows. I know we've had a lot of them, but this is the Christmas season, and that's what fucking happens, man. Okay. Let's go, bitch. 2023. One of the funny, for me, people said, but what do you think is funny about your show? For me, the funniest thing about my show is when Glory Grover calls Dr. Elcott or Bugs Wilcott, whoever, when she calls him bitch. You know, Gloria, I don't think...
Look at Ed... I'm doing this show, bitch.
I don't know. So what are we doing, bro? We're gonna... We already did Dr. Sadler on seasonal depression, right? Which was very funny, I thought. Did we do Harvey Wehrman doing Tom Famine? Dude, I don't think we did. I do not believe we did. We got to do that, man. That fucker is funnier than shit. Harvey Wehrman comes out of retirement to honor the late TV dance show host Tom Famine, who died, Famam, Tuesday at his home in Malibu. He was 101. I don't know. Don't ask me, man. Let me see. Tom Famam, Bob Green, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I don't think we did Harvey Wehrman. Ted Bell, Margaret Vicanso Barbie. Doodly doodly do, diddly diddly dee. All right, bro, let's do it. Let's do it. What is this shit? What? Oh, this is when I went to Christmas. I had to leave the crew really complex instructions because I went down to Malibu, down to Newport Beach to have Christmas dinner with my sisters. And I thought I was going to be coming home that night and I would put the show together, and I didn't. I got a hotel room in Newport, and I didn't, so I put together a thing on the run. All right, so Harvey, right? Yeah. Tom Famam, this was on Christmas Day of 2023. Gotta love that. On the world famous Phil Henry Show. Okay,